Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. show starts right now.
So trying to teach our children to be grateful and to respect our nation is now frowned upon. Wow.
What do you mean now frowned? It's been frowned upon for years. What are you talking? Where's this guy been? What's up? This is the Mark K. Show. My name is Mark K. Thank you so much for joining us today, folks. It's Thursday. It's not Friday, so we won't talk about that. But it's almost Friday, and we have some very exciting things going on today. First of all, What the Bleep. For those of you who have never heard and or participated in What the Bleep, you're going to have so much fun today, because What the Bleep is, not only is it one of our favorite things to do, not only is it one of the audience's favorite segments on this entire show, but it's also, we actually put some time and effort into it today. So it's going to be really exciting. That's coming up a little later on. Also, I have great information about our Jeffrey Epstein suicide song that was written and performed by Bluegrass Boy, and how you can get your own, very own copy of it to play on your iPod or your iPad or wherever when you go to the gym, or blare out of your pickup truck when you're tailgating or mud bogging or anything like that. But before we get into any of that, man, you know, it's always great when there's a news story going viral that happens right here in Duval County, right here in Jacksonville. And this morning, I get some days, I'll be a little, let's pull the curtain back a little bit. Some days, at least 3 or 4 out of 5, I wake up and I come here and I go, what the hell am I going to talk about for 2 hours? 2 hours we're supposed to talk about stuff? And then what happens is, you know, that's why number one, that's one of the reasons we created Whatever You Want Wednesday. So boom, all of a sudden, that's one less day we have to prepare. But then there's other days when we come in here and there's a story that's just so glaring and so in your face. And we get open mics from, I mean, before any of us even show up for work, we're getting open mic messages on the story. And that story today is about a public high school teacher here in Duval County at Atlantic Coast High School who was removed from his classroom because he wrote a message on the board regarding the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem and paying respect to both. And I guess some of the students, someone took a picture of it, took it home, whatever. The parents complained there was, it became inflammatory to some folks, and the teacher was removed from his classroom, and that image just became a big, huge thing. I have, if you go to my Facebook page, Mark K on Facebook, I have a photo that was taken, from the classroom, and we have, what I did was we rewrote, because it's kind of tough to read, but here's what the teacher wrote on the board. He wrote, "Think. We had about 500,000 Americans die in our Civil War, which was largely to get rid of slavery. There are no longer separate water fountains and bathrooms in Jacksonville for, quote, white and, quote, colored, as Mr. Goodman remembers from the 1960s. We had an amendment to the U.S. Constitution allowing women the right to vote. We had a black president. The superintendent of Duval Schools is a black woman. Mr. Fluent, our principal, replaced a black man, Mr. Simmons, who is now a DCPS administrator. My point? You are all extremely lucky to be living in the USA. If you refuse to stand during the Pledge of Allegiance or our national anthem, are you revealing maturity and wisdom? Actually, you are displaying the opposite, as some pampered, arrogant celebrities and athletes tend to do." And he signed it Mr. G, which I assume is the teacher's name. So this I guess went viral, or so, like I said, the photo popped up, someone took a picture of it and showed it to their parents, and the next thing we know, this guy has been removed from his classroom. Now, before we get into opinion, and before we start talking about what a disgrace this is, and before we get to all of your open mics and your phone calls, which I'm telling you, I know are going to come in at 855-765-1045 rapidly, we thought we would get a little bit of factual background information. And since we're not, you know, facts and stuff and information, not our strong suit, we brought in news director Rich Jones. Rich, how are you?
Hello. First Coast High School, by the way. First point of order.
What did I say?
Atlantic Coast. But that's okay.
I told you, First Coast
High School.
I don't even know where the hell this is going on.
Well, that's the role I play.
All right. First Coast High School. This is what happened. And now, bring us up to the snuff on the details and the facts here.
I was telling you off air, and you talk about pull back the curtain. In true transparency, what we do every day is we ask ourselves, what do we know? What do we need to know?
Right.
That's one of the hallmarks of journalism that we were all taught. What do we know? What do we need to know? So what we know is that the district became aware on Wednesday that this teacher had written the statement admonishing students who did not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or National Anthem.
Okay.
What we know is that the teacher told Action News Jax's Ryan Nelson in an interview last evening. So it's what we know the teacher said to him, that none of the students stood for the Pledge of Allegiance.
On Wednesday or on... When does school start?
School started Monday in Duval.
Okay, so we don't know if like Monday or Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Like
he comes in and he's like, hey, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And everyone's like, forget that. We don't know if that's what happened. So then he wrote this diatribe. We don't have that kind of background.
That's what we're still working to learn. It really is kind of like a chicken and egg. Was it written on the board before as a result of something that had happened? That's part of the ongoing investigation.
But we do know that none of the students stood?
That's what he says. That's what he says happened, that none of the students had stood. We know that the statements, according to the school district, are not consistent with state statute 1003.44.
What is that?
And school board policy 3.60. Now, what those say is that permits students to be excused from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance to include standing if the student's parent or legal guardian files a written request with the school principal.
Wait a minute, hold on. As a parent or guardian of a public school system student, you can actually file a written request to excuse your student from standing during the Pledge of Allegiance and or the National Anthem.
Under the Florida statute and under the school board policy in Duval County, you can.
Really?
So pursuant to Florida statute, students have the right not to participate in reciting the pledge, but again, you need to have that written request on file. That's one of the biggest questions that we posed early this morning to a school district spokesperson. They said it's part of their ongoing investigation is if any or all of the students had that on file. So we don't yet know. We can't. We in the newsroom are not prejudging any of that at this point.
Because
we just don't know.
We'll do that here in a minute.
You do a fair amount of that. That's great. No problem. But the point is we don't know. We're working to learn it.
All right.
We know the teacher's not in the classroom, but we also know, and it's hit social media, I can't believe he's out of a job. He's not out of a job. He's just out of the classroom right now.
Why would they take him out of the classroom? What's the reason, though? Because here's the thing.
That's the school board policy.
Does it take someone out of the classroom for writing?
For an open investigation. They have an open investigation.
But what are they investigating? What is the charge that they're
investigating? Violation of board policy and Florida statute.
Which
possibly.
By doing what?
By violating the possibility of the Florida statute. But again, that's the other part of the question is there a specific... What specific violation has occurred that took him out of the classroom?
Well, he didn't force anybody to stand up.
Correct.
He just belittled them for not doing it.
Correct. And so as a result of this, the school president, Justin Fluent is his name, he said, I believe school classrooms provide the perfect place to have insightful, thoughtful, thought-provoking discussions about patriotic expressions and civil liberty. However, this must be done in a productive and respectful way and in accordance with law and school board policy. So for those reasons, you could assume that's why out of the classroom, we're investigating. Eventually, we'll come to a conclusion. How long that investigation takes is also an open-ended question. Could it be days? Could it be longer? Don't know.
First week of school, folks, in Duval Public School System. We're going to have a long year. 855-765-1045. All right, Rich Jones, thank you so much for all of those facts.
You're welcome.
The opinions coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Let me get this straight. A teacher has been kicked out of their classroom for teaching.
Well, yeah, I mean, some people would call it teaching. Other people would call it, displaying opinions, unbecoming. We don't even really know why. That's the thing. We don't know why, as we can tell. I mean, even Rich Jones doesn't know. I'll be honest with you. If Rich Jones doesn't know, don't nobody know. We don't know why this guy was removed from his classroom for an investigation. We don't know what law he broke or what rule he broke. All he did was he wrote, and we just read it, and you can read it again on our Facebook page. But he just wrote it on the board saying, look, if you are, you think that you're displaying maturity and wisdom by not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem, you're actually doing the opposite. And I guess somebody took offense to that because a lot of these students apparently didn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. That's what he said. He said, look, a lot of these students didn't even stand, so I wrote this on the board. And that's the problem, number one, that these kids are just blatantly not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance and or the national anthem. 855-765-1045. David Mandarin sent us the official guidelines and school administrative bylaws or something or whatever for Duval schools. And he found this literally on their website, but it says motto and flag display and pledge. Subsection 1, 3.6, the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag shall be recited at the beginning of each school day in elementary and secondary schools. Is high school a secondary school? The form of the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag shall be pursuant to Section 1003.44 Florida Statute. So I guess they actually have the Pledge of Allegiance there. A student may be excused from instruction and or reciting the Pledge of Allegiance when his, her parents or legal guardian files a written request with the school principal. What parent out there is filing a written request with the school principal to excuse their children from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance and or, I mean, if that's happening, that's a serious issue. The fact that we allow that to happen in a public school system, which is paid for by American tax dollars and state tax dollars, well, that's another whole debate. All district schools and facilities shall display the flag of the United States and Florida when the weather permits. Flag shall be displayed except when the school is closed for vacation, blah, 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 blah. Each classroom, and that's pretty much, and that's all district schools and facilities shall display the state motto in accordance with Florida statutes. I don't know. I'm just saying it seems strange to me that a teacher who says, hey, you are not showing maturity and wisdom by sitting for the flag or sitting for the Pledge of Allegiance and not showing respect to the national anthem, that being removed from the classroom. I say remove the kids from the classroom because clearly they don't want anything to do with the United States of America. And that includes the public education that they're getting. Country John from Orange Park. How you doing, Country John?
Hey, very good, my friend. In the 70s, when I was in elementary school, a classmate of mine, she did not have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, only for religious reasons. But no one in the class belittled her for that. It was just like, oh, okay, that's your right. But here's an option for these people who don't want to stand for their flag. Do some online school then, you know?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like maybe it was like a homeschool. Look, here's the thing: that people, the right to not do something, it goes both ways. Or you know, the freedom of speech or freedom of religion, it goes both ways. If you're like, hey, it's my right to not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, it's my right to sit down during the national anthem. That's true, but it's also this teacher's right to call you disrespectful. I mean, it's his right to having an opinion. It's his right to say nothing he wrote here was factually incorrect. You know, we had about 500,000 Americans die in our Civil War. That's true. It was largely to get rid of slavery. That was definitely one of the underlying causes. We no longer have separate fountains and bathrooms in Jacksonville for white and colored students. That's also true. He went through to talk about the amendments to the Constitution, giving women the right to vote and all the minorities in positions of power, not just here in Duval County, but upwards to the White House and mentioning President Barack Obama. And he's saying, look, here's the dealio, kids. You should be extremely lucky to be living in the USA if you refuse to stand during the Pledge of Allegiance or our national anthem. Are you revealing maturity and wisdom? The answer, no, you are not. You are displaying the opposite, and you shouldn't just do it because arrogant celebrities and athletes tend to. And the teacher, not the students, the teacher was removed from the classroom. 855-765-1045. Bill in Jacksonville. How you doing, Bill? What'd you want to say?
Very good, Mark. How are you today?
I'm good.
Just a quick comment. I just want to kindly remind most of your viewers or all of your viewers.
Or listeners.
That, when I grew up, or listeners, I'm sorry. When I grew up as a kid, we had black and white TV, and I remember Nikita Khrushchev kicking the podium saying, through your children and your children's children, we will crush you. And I want everybody to be reminded of that, because don't be afraid of that. You should be mad about that.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. I mean,
that's
a great
point I'm trying to make.
No, I appreciate it, Bill, and I thank you so much for calling. Look, it's true. If you let your patriotism and respect is handed down. You know, that's the, it's taught. You've got to teach patriotism. You've got to teach respect for things. And you can't let your kids get away with it. And you definitely shouldn't be signing anything saying your kid can't stand up for 30. I mean, how long does it take to recite the Pledge of Allegiance? Josh, I'm going to time you here quickly. Say the Pledge of Allegiance. Go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God.
Indivisible, yeah, with liberty and justice for all.
It's been a long time since I said that.
No, never mind.
Oh my gosh.
I feel, never mind. I feel embarrassed. Put on the spot. If you actually knew the whole thing, I would say probably 20 seconds. You can't stand up with your hand on your heart and look at a flag for 20 seconds. I think if you can't do that, then I don't think you should be able to enjoy the freedom of public school education. You shouldn't be able to enjoy what everyone says is your God-given right to a public education. 855-765-1045. Personally, now, when I grew up, I never said the Pledge of Allegiance in class, but that's because I grew up in Canada. And, you know, we didn't pledge allegiance to the flag. We just pledged allegiance to, you know, the moose.
Syrup.
Yeah, the moose. Oh, look at that beaver, eh? Poser. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We got some open mic messages. We got a bunch of phone calls lining up. We're going to get to all y'all here in just a minute. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love you. Show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
So basically you're saying the school board is a fan of Colin Kaepernick and kneeling on the flag, and that's more important than having your class and your students respect America.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I don't know if that's what they're saying or not, but they are saying that they've removed this teacher from his classroom pending an investigation. I'm not really sure what you need to investigate. I'm not really sure what needs to be investigated here. The guy noticed that kids weren't standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. He wrote a historically accurate statement for the most part, a couple of grammatical errors. But I mean, I don't even know what this is homeroom. So I don't even know. I don't even know what he studies. But look, there's other things. I mean, here's the other thing, too. Look, there is a lot going on in this classroom. This photo says not just what he's written on the board, but I see it says if you want a really good grade on a test, you need to really study, not kind of or sort of study. That could be offensive to somebody. Have a spirit of gratitude. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule. That's from the Bible. And then maybe that's what somebody's complaining about. I don't even know. Star 1045 or 855-765-1045. We have a ton of people who want to comment. We're going to start with Russ in Jacks Beach. Hi, Russ. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Great. What do you want to say, sir?
First of all, I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
It's funny you said you're from Canada.
That is funny. I know. It makes me laugh.
When I was in high school, we had this kid who his dad was like in the tech industry, and he refused to stand and actually and recite the pledge. And my teacher finally got really sick of it and kicked him out and sent him to the office. And that kid was in perpetual detention for half the year. And so his dad decided to sue the school district.
Yeah,
but the judge that was hearing the case was like childhood best friends with the principal. So they basically hit a stone wall and they never got anything. The kid was still in detention. I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Now, was he from Canada? Is that why it was?
Yeah, he was from Canada.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
why he didn't stand for it. But, I mean, I'm a huge patriot. And like you said, if you're blessed to be born here and live here and to get educated here, you stand for the flag.
Yeah.
You stand for the country, you know?
And here's the thing. If you're, let's say you're a foreign exchange student, right, and you're here for a little while, or let's say, yeah, your dad's in the military, you get trained. Let's say you're a citizen of Canada or Great Britain or France or, you know, I don't know, Brazil, wherever you happen to, I don't know where these people come from. But let's say you come into the class and you're not an American citizen and you don't, you're just here for a little while and you're like, you know, I don't really pledge my allegiance to the United States because I'm Canadian and I plan on going back there. It's a different case. I don't think every one of these students in this classroom is a foreign exchange student. I'd be shocked if they were, especially on the first day of school like that. But you know, there are, sure, are there instances when you should be excused? Maybe. But even then, if you're taking advantage of the public school system, if you're a guest in this country, you know, at least stand. At least stand and honor the pledge, honor the flag. Maybe don't mouth the words. You don't actually have to pledge allegiance. But stand there and look at the flag and say, hey, thanks for letting me come and crash your classroom for a semester so I can learn what goes on here in the United States of America. Mike from downtown. How are you, Mike?
Good morning, and how are you, sir?
Oh, doing great. What'd you want to say, sir?
Fantastic. Well, I'm calling in regard to the same thing, and I agree with the last caller as well. But I have a slightly different perspective in that I have a child in that school, has that teacher, and was in that classroom.
Oh, really?
And what everybody else has not communicated is the teacher also made a verbal statement, according to my child, that I'm putting this up here. If you want to read it, you can. If you choose not to read it, it's your right. Basically did not question the rights of anybody to stand or otherwise for the pledge or the national anthem. They began because he cited the various prominent African Americans that have managed to succeed, including the principal of that school from last year that was promoted this year and so forth, as examples of the positives of the United States. He didn't question anything other than if you're siding with the celebrities, that now the vote is to down the United States, it's a terrible country, kneel for the national anthem, whatever, then maybe you need to reevaluate because you're basing everything on that.
All right.
That's a bunch of know-nothings.
Yeah, so no, anyway, that's 100% true.
Kids I have that have him as a teacher say he's an excellent teacher.
What does he teach? What is his subject, by the way?
Science.
Okay, so he's a science teacher, and you have students, your children are students of his. So in this homeroom class or whatever, you had a child who was there when this happened.
At least one. Apparently he was on the board all day long, but at least the one class made the announcement that, hey, I'm putting this on the board.
Yeah.
If you choose not to read it, then that's your right to do so.
And was it because students didn't stand? Did your child say, hey, nobody stood, or I was the only one standing, or what happened?
Basically, it was put up there because the majority of the students failed to stand for the pledge. And then because he wrote what he wrote on the board, they were saying, well, he's a racist simply because he cited African-Americans in his support for why it's a great country.
Is he black? Is he white? Why? I don't understand why they would call him a racist.
He's white.
He's a white guy, and he's talking about all these prominent black individuals, not just here in Duval County, but nationwide, and people are saying that's a racist statement?
Yeah, just because he brought added race in the mix, I guess, by putting up there Barack Obama was the first African-American president.
I mean, that's all true.
It's even the principal at school. I mean, it's the PC crowd on steroids.
No, I understand, Mike. Hey, listen, Mike, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate the firsthand account of what happened there. And yeah, I mean, it always happens. It always happens whenever somebody has an argument that is based in, you know, their personal passions, or whenever they're trying to make some kind of point about racism or a segment of the population, forcing them to do something they don't want to do. The facts always get in the way. You can't argue with facts. If somebody's accusing you of being a racist, the fact that Barack Obama was the first black president, the fact that the former principal was black and has now been promoted to work in the school district, don't let your facts don't think that you can talk yourself out of this. Facts have nothing to do with whether or not you're a racist. 855-765-1045. Mr. Sandalwood from Arlington. How are you, Mr. Sandalwood? You there? Now we'll talk to him later. Wayne in St. Augustine. How you doing, Wayne?
Pretty good, Mark. I love your show, brother.
Oh,
hey,
yeah, thanks.
Sitting down instead of standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance, I can appreciate everybody's freedom of speech. I can appreciate the fact that they can take a knee when they want to. Of course, I have the option of not watching pro football. I don't have to support that type of thing. But being a homeowner in Northeast Florida, when I look at my property taxes, there's a portion of that that goes to paying for the schools, for public schools. You know, I don't have an option to not pay that portion of my taxes.
Yeah.
I'm a patriot. I believe in this country. We live in the greatest country on the face of the world. I'm proud. I'm an older guy. I can remember going to elementary school when we had to get under our desks to practice for the, I'm going to call it the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Sure.
For those of us that have been around for a long time, you know, a lot of people fought and died for this country. And, you know, when you want to start disrespecting the flag, when you want to disrespect the nation, as far as I'm concerned, maybe it's time you leave.
Yeah, I feel like the president just said that. Oh, and you know what? Everybody called him a racist. Wayne, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Look, it all comes back down to love it or leave it, doesn't it? If you don't love America, why are you taking advantage of the free education that it's providing you? If you don't love this country, why are you even here? If you don't want to respect it, why should it respect you? 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. When we get back, ladies and gentlemen, we got like a bajillion more phone calls. We have a ton of open mic messages. We're going to continue talking about this. And we have What the Bleep, a very fully stocked day. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name's Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We appreciate it. Duval County School, high school teacher at First Coast High School, removed from the classroom. We should specify that, or Rich Jones is going to come in here and have a conniption fit. Removed from the classroom for writing up a big, long diatribe on the board about standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, and a couple people apparently are saying it's racist.
Yes, it is a racist statement that colored people, now we could drink out the water fountains. Like we supposed to jump up and down and be so happy about they made us not have jobs because of the racism that was going on in this super American flag of y'all's.
Yeah, I like the super American flag. I like that. That was like the American flag, but with a big S on it. The other, we got, sorry, that's a merchandising idea right there, the super American flag. Look, it's not a racist statement to say that there used to be separate water fountains. That's just a historical statement. The problem is a lot of people, including that guy, have trouble differentiating between the two. History and racism, two very, very different things. 855-765-1045, although apparently they're teaching both in high school.
Mark, this is for all your haters. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
Yeah.
One nation, under God, invisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Did he say invisible?
It's invisible.
It's invisible. That's good. Well, you know, whatever. You get the idea. Thanks, T-Jug. We appreciate that. One's going out to all the haters. Chef Dan from Palm Coast. How you doing, Chef Dan?
How are you, sir?
I'm good. What do you want to say today, sir?
What I want to say, I'll make it quick. I mean, this began, they used to say that the college kids were being brainwashed. It now begins in daycare.
In daycare?
Of course. I see stuff coming home from my grandson. It's like, what?
Yeah.
It begins there. It's a slow brainwashing. So by the time they even get to middle school and high school, it's over.
No, you're right. You're right about that. Now that I think back to it, I remember my kids in daycare, and you know, they would always come home, and then you'd be like, you know, what happened? And they're like, well, the teacher told us we had to share our crayons, and we had to share our snacks, and we had to share this. And I'm like, what is all this sharing? What sharing? What is this? What are you, Barack Obama? You got to spread the wealth around? Come on, let the kids who work hard use their crayons, and if they don't work hard, then they don't get any crayons. What are you teaching them? That they're just going to get, like, if they don't have anything, some kid with more is going to come and give it to them? But you're right. That's what we're teaching kids in daycare. Sharing is not caring. Sharing is basically the basic platform of socialism. 855-765-1045. Deborah from St. John's County. How are you, Deborah?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for asking. What do you want to say?
Well, I don't want to carry this too far, but I do really think that, you know, part of being in school, whether it's saying the Pledge of Allegiance, standing for the national anthem, the football games, going to lunch at a certain time, taking certain classes, our government has decided that that's what kids that age are supposed to do. Excuse me. And part of that is to instill discipline in them.
Mm.
And my point is, people that do not think that there is a correlation between the violence in school, maybe even to the school shooters, this is where it starts. It starts with a kid not wanting to do something they don't want to do, a parent possibly not being strong enough to stand up to them, or not knowing they're allowed to stand up to them in this day and age, and it's a family problem. And for some of these people that are calling in, like the man that thought it was racist to talk about the water fountain, I'll bet you he'd be the first one screaming racism if his child was shot at school. Mm-hmm. And I really think there's a correlation here. And we, you know, we at so many points in history where people say, yeah. Oh, we're on the precipice of history.
No, yeah.
Boy, it sure feels like we're on another one.
Well, I mean, look, we're on the precipice of history every day. History is made every single day. Being a patriot, you know, helping to inspire patriotism and continue this American dream, it's a battle that it didn't end with the with the American Revolution. It started with the American Revolution, and it's a constant fight every single day. You have to be a patriot every single day in any way you can, whether it's getting on the radio and calling in and saying stuff like what you just said, or whether it's taking a video camera and chasing around people who are socialist haters and you know, showing the world what's going on, whether it's standing up on Twitter, to the evil forces that are trying to squelch your freedom of speech and censoring you, whether it's just, you know, going up to the chalkboard or the dry erase board and writing up something that says, hey, moron, stand up and pay attention and be respectful to the country that has given you so much. People are patriots in different ways, but the fight never ends. We're always, every single day, we're on the precipice of history, and every single day, you've got to be a patriot, and you've got to fight in whatever way you can for the United States of America. Jim from Palm Coast, how are you, Jim?
Hey, doing great.
What do you want to say?
I love your show. I listen. Hey, I love your show. I listen almost every day.
Well,
hey,
I appreciate that.
I was talking to a friend of mine about Jimi Hendrix. I'm a big fan of Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
He mentioned that Hendrix played the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock.
That is true.
I'm sure you're familiar with the tune.
Oh, yeah.
It was dissonant. It was dissonant. Maybe that was a comment on the Vietnam War. But my friend tells me that everyone stood for the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock.
I mean, look, even the hippies at Woodstock are standing for the Star Spangled Banner. Why can't these kids at First Coast High School do it? Star Star 104.5. It's the Markay Show. Quick break. More of your calls coming up.
Careful what you wish for, Jacksonville. You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
The baby Cuomo has a name, and Fredo was his name. Oh, F-R-E-D-O, 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 and Fredo was his name. Oh.
By the way, that reminds me, we do have some non-Duval County getting this teacher out of the classroom for making his students or suggesting his students stand during the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem news coming up. Also, the latest on Jeffrey Epstein, more information and more evidence that the Clintons may actually be behind this. Really bizarre, by the way, and disturbing evidence that the Clintons may be behind it. And for all of you who are still big fans of the bluegrass boy hit Jeffrey Epstein's suicide, which has now gone super viral. Yesterday at this time, well, yesterday about 3:00, I texted Josh because we just crossed the 1 million person reach mark. And if you go on Facebook right now and you check it out, you'll see that we're at like 1.5 million. So it took us like 3 or 4 days to get to 1 million. And in less than 24 hours, we got 50% more viewers. So it's really taken off. A lot of folks have asked for an MP3 recording of that. And so what we did was we took the Bluegrass Boy song from this week about Jeffrey Epstein and my Hillary Clinton song from 2016, which still is applicable. And if you want copies of those on MP3, it's real easy. Just go two ways to do it. You can go to themarkkshow.com, themarkkshow.com. Make sure you put the E in there on K. And then, or if you go to our Facebook page, just click the blue button that says learn more. And you can get both of those songs absolutely free. You can listen to them anywhere you want. 855-765-1045. All right. So if you're just joining us, thanks so much for being here. A Duval County school system, a high school teacher named Mr. Goodwin. And we talked to a guy whose kids were in the class. Apparently what happened was he was upset He was upset that his students, a large portion of them, did not stand during the Pledge of Allegiance. They did not stand during the national anthem or whatever. They did not pay their respects to the to this country, of which he believes they should be grateful for being a part of, for being born in, how lucky they are to have been born in this country. And he wrote this big, long diatribe citing all of these important historical events of, you know, for, from the United States of America, on how far we've come, on how there is opportunity for everyone, for minorities, for women. And if you don't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and the flag, are you showing wisdom and or maturity? No, he says. You're doing the exact opposite. 855-765-1045. A lot of people wanting to comment. David in St. Augustine, thanks for holding, David. How are you?
Good. Great show, Mark K. Love your show. Listen to it every day, buddy.
David, I really appreciate that, man. I sure do. What'd you want to say?
Listen, I think the school board's really, I can't say shooting themselves in the foot because they might take that as a threat.
Yeah, you can't say school and shooting, yeah, no.
Yeah, they're definitely dropping cinder blocks on their toes. Jacksonville and Duval counties amidst a whole bunch of military bases that are going to be voting on this so-called half-cent sales tax that they want to fix their schools. Who's going to vote for their kids to be a bunch of little idiots and spend more money on them not respecting the military personnel that live in this area?
David, that's an excellent point, and one I hadn't even thought of until you called, but you're absolutely right. This is reason number 482 to vote down the half-cent school tax that they're trying to muscle through. This is a school board that they want a half-cent tax for 15 years. They want $2 billion to go towards schools and rebuilding and new classrooms and whatnot. And then when they have a teacher who's inspiring students to be patriotic, as you said, in a very military portion of the country, area of the country, when they do that, they're like, we got to get this teacher out of here and investigate. Investigate what? We have the photo of the board on our page here. If you go to markk.com or Mark K on Facebook, you can see it. He says, think, we had 500,000 Americans die in our Civil War, which was largely to get rid of slavery. There are no longer separate water fountains and bathrooms in Jacksonville for white and colored. He goes on and on about how we've had a black president, how all of these things have happened in America, and you are extremely lucky to be living here. So be mature, be wise, and get off your butts and pay some respect. You're right. And then they want money from us. Well, I say no.
Exactly. Yeah no. I agree with you 100%. They don't need the half-cent sales tax if this is how they're going to teach our kids.
Yeah, I don't trust them with it. Hey, David, thanks so much for calling. I don't trust. If they're going to make a decision like this, like tell the guy, what they should have done is to the parent or the student or whatever, whoever complained, because that's how it starts. Look, we all know. We all know how public school works. Somebody does something that really just seems normal. Seems like it's commonsensical, you know, like this guy's like, hey, a bunch of my kids didn't stand for the national anthem or they didn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. So I'm going to write something on the board and I'm going to say, read it, don't read it. It's entirely up to you. That's your right. Because again, in this country, we have rights. And then he gets in trouble for it because somebody complained. Some kid took a picture on their phone. Some kid went home and said, Mom, look what this guy wrote on the board. Or Daddy, look what this teacher wrote. Isn't that racist? Isn't that horrible? They're thinking that they're going to go viral or be some kind of folk hero. So then the parent has to go to the principal. And then the principal has to go to the board. And the board has to go to the superintendent. And all of a sudden, this teacher is removed from the classroom. This guy who, I mean, he's a science teacher. It shouldn't even be his job to teach these disrespectful children to pay attention to the flag and get up and salute for the Pledge of Allegiance. That's really the parents' job. And now the parents have the audacity to tell this science teacher who in his spare time or in a fleeting moment gets up and says, hey, look, I know I'm supposed to teach you about ions and protons and neutrons and solutions and flux capacitors and whatever else they teach in science class these days. I know that's my job, but I see a problem here and I'd like to fix it. So please read this statement I wrote that is historically accurate, politically, you know, appropriate, and also just good common sense for all Americans. And he gets removed from the classroom. Oh, by the way, we would like $2 billion for our school system. Ori, born yesterday? 855-765-1045. Michael, take your $2 billion and send it to the private schools. Because I guarantee, in a private school, if a kid doesn't do what the parent, what the teacher says, nobody's getting removed from the class except the student. Hey, Michael from the East Side, thanks so much for calling, Michael. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Mark K. How are you today?
Doing good, man. What do you think?
So, I think that
as far as this flag issue, standing, kneeling, and all those things. I'm a veteran. I'm often down at Jefferson Street at the VA clinic with all the other disabled veterans, and this subject comes up often.
Yeah.
And we down there, for the most part, I have to say anecdotal. I have not talked to anybody that has said anything outside of this, and this is Caucasian as well as Negro, who made the statement that basically we serve so that you can live. We did not swear oath to the flag. We did not swear oath to the anthem. We swore an oath to defend the Constitution against foreign and domestic enemies. And in that Constitution gives you the right to do the things that they're doing. So we defended your right to do that. I may not like that you do it. I may like that you do it. That's all not even the issue. The issue is our service was so that if that's the stance you want to take, you can do it. And if any veterans talking about, oh, the flag and all this, I'm not sure. I've not seen a vet yet down at Jefferson who said, well, I'm upset about it, or they should do this or they should do that. They all have the same mindset. We serve so that you can kneel.
Michael, first of all, listen, we appreciate your service and everybody at the VA hospital. No matter what race you are, you're all Americans, and you guys all served and you fought. And like I said, everybody here I know values that. And you're right. You serve so that these kids and these athletes and these superstars, whatever, so that they can kneel. But there's also, you know, with every right that's written in the Bill of Rights, there's also the unwritten rights. And for everybody that has the right to kneel and has the right to ignore the flag and the Pledge of Allegiance, and every parent who has a right to, you know, send a note down and say, my child doesn't have to stand for these, you know, symbolic gestures toward this country, which has done so much for me and for them. And for every person who exercises that right, we also have rights. We have the right to say, you're being stupid. You're being immature. You lack wisdom. You lack respect. You're disrespectful. You're selfish. You don't understand what's going on. You need to learn about the history of this country. You need to learn about what America is. You need to apologize for your actions and understand that while you have the right to protest, we have a right to say your protest is annoying and offensive and stupid. Stand up and respect the country of which you are a citizen. This is one of the unwritten amendments of the country. There's a lot of, for every single amendment in the Bill of Rights, there's an unwritten amendment to the Bill of Rights. Maybe we should go through those one day. I think we'll do that. Well, then maybe next week we'll do that. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045 is our number. Quick break. More of your calls coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Bunch of ungrateful little insert explicitives here.
It's not just the children in this country that don't have any respect for pretty much anything. It's running rampant in this country with adults. They don't know how good they got it.
I'll personally organize a protest if they do anything negative to this teacher for speaking the truth.
855-765-1045. John on the South Side. John, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you doing?
Oh, doing great, John. Thanks so much for calling. What do you want to say, John?
Well, I just wanted to say, man, I listen to your show. I feel that you're racist, and I also feel like this teacher is definitely racist for putting that on the board, man.
All right, well, explain to me how the teacher's racist for putting that on the board.
Well, I mean, you want us to stand for a flag that's got white stripes. It don't got black or brown stripes on it now, does it?
I mean, come on. You think they put white stripes on there because of...
She was white?
That's a new argument that I've never heard, is that there's white stripes but not black stripes.
The lady that sold the flag is white.
Betsy Ross was her name, yeah.
Fought by white people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all white.
Right, but she made the flag for, like, all Americans. I mean, she was...
Just white people, man. Y'all racist.
I mean, why? Because we're white? There's nothing. What in this guy's statement? What does he say? Because you're talking about the flag. But what in his statement is racist? That he said what?
The whole thing.
The whole thing is? Why?
Because why? I got to stand for a white flag, man. I don't got black stripes on it. I got white stripes on it, man. Everything's white. Teacher was white. The sinks is white. Everything white, man. Ain't got nothing for black people on that flag or on that board. That board was white.
The ink it was written in was black. It's black ink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they was using it. They was pushing on it just like they push on us to stand up.
All right, John. Hey, man, listen, I appreciate you listening to the show, even if you, that's probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. This is Dave. This is David from Arlington. How are you?
I'm well.
Hey, good. What'd you want to say, David?
Love listening to your show there. I'm just wondering if the racial component of this with what this teacher wrote, if when Black History Month comes around, is it racist to teach the achievements of the Black Americans?
Well, look, and I tried to talk to the last guy that called and say, what, you know, if you really think it's racist, what's the problem? It apparently is the flag. It's that whole Betsy Ross syndrome that we had with Nike and Colin Kaepernick. The flag of the United States of America. And this is, as far as I know, the current flag. He's asking them to pledge allegiance to the current flag. Colin Kaepernick only had an issue with the old flag. But this one, this new one, was created long after the Civil War, long after the rights of African Americans and women were granted, long after. I mean, we've only had 50 states since, what, 1940-something or other? Dave, when was Alaska admitted or Hawaii admitted to the Union? 855-765-1045. So I'm not really sure what the problem with the flag is. But it's interesting. I don't know. 855-765-1045. This is, let's see, who's been holding a long time. Ben in Orange Park. Hey, Ben, thanks so much for holding. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you taking the call today. First, quick rebuttal to the guy that said there's nothing on the flag for people of color. Half of my family came from Mexico and illegally immigrated, fought in Korea, established themselves as business people. And the blood of the red stripes are there for people of all color, if you want to say that everything else is there. Blue is for the tears and the sweat that has been built this country on, you know, the backs of every single, whether it be an immigrant, since we're a country of immigrant, or Native Americans. That's super simple to say, no matter what you want to talk about. But my family's been in the military since the Spanish-American Revolution. We're actually on the other side. And then we came into the United States and joined the military. My personal opinion is you want to stand, go ahead, do whatever you want to do. You know, as long as it's peaceful and it doesn't interrupt other people trying to, you know, give praise to those that came before us and that flag. What I'm really concerned about is that, number one and first and foremost, is this teacher's First Amendment right is being completely violated by saying he has no freedom of speech to write that on the board.
That is true.
Insane.
Yeah, no, that is clearly within his rights. That's clearly within his rights as set forth by the First Amendment. You're right, but they're removing
that's
him.
A silent protest.
Yeah, they're
you know, that's his kneeling, if you want to call it that. He wrote it on the board. He didn't get anybody's face. He didn't, you know, turn a kid over and spank him with the ruler like some of us used to get back in school. He just silently protested. He wrote his opinion, and that's it. Now they're going to punish him for it. I mean, if I was any lawyer or if I had any play into that thing, I'd be that teacher and say, go ahead. Let's see how far you're really going to take this school district. Because he's going to crush them on that all day.
You know what they're going to need? They're going to need that half-cent $2 billion increase to pay the legal bills. That's going to be the settlement. We need a half-cent sales tax in Duval County. Why? Well, we have to pay a settlement to the teacher that we removed from the classroom for in writing that thing on the board about the flag. But and then whatever's left over, we'll build some schools. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
By the way, Omar Ilhan, Representative Omar Ilhan and Rashida Tlaib apparently have been blocked from going to Israel on the recommendation of the United States State Department. So, Israel, you're welcome. We'll have more on that coming up here at the bottom of the hour or the top of the hour. Where are we? Yeah. Also, there's new evidence, and I said I would mention this, and we'll get back to the phones, I promise. We do have What the Bleep still coming up, but there is new evidence that the Clintons may have had a hand in Jeffrey Epstein's death, because they found, upon searching Jeffrey Epstein's townhome, I believe, a very bizarre and disturbing painted portrait. It was a portrait of, or is a portrait of, Bill Clinton. But he's wearing a blue dress. The same blue dress is rumored that Monica Lewinsky wore and that the Drudge Report made infamous. That's the word on the street. Also, he's wearing like these red high heel shoes. I'm not really sure why Jeffrey Epstein had this. I'm not really sure how it came about, but there it was hanging. And if Bill Clinton knew about this, and sure enough, if Hillary Clinton knew about this, that could add to the conspiracy theory, or as I like to call it, just the theory that the Clintons did have something indeed to do with Jeffrey Epstein. It's a really, I mean, you can Google it if you want. You can take a look at it if you haven't seen it yet. It's highly disturbing. I would not let any kids in the, devil in a blue dress is what Sean said on, that's exactly right. That's exactly what it's called. 855-765-1045. We had a bunch more people that want to talk about this teacher who was removed from his classroom for writing up on the board, you could call it a diatribe. You could call it an opinion piece. You could call it a persuasive essay to get students who were seated during the Pledge of Allegiance to stand up and, you know, pledge allegiance. 855-765-1045. Leslie from the South Side. How are you, Leslie?
I'm having my own private summer in my car.
Oh, good. That sounds like fun.
you struck a nerve when you were talking about the sales tax the school board is asking for.
Yeah.
Because no one has mentioned that our school board is sitting probably on a $40 million plus piece of property, and they want sales tax money from us. That's not right.
Well,
they need to move the school board out somewhere where they can be on a $30,000 or $40,000 piece of land, sell that property, boom, there, start your sales tax.
Yeah. Oh, is there not a plan? I know that there's a plan to move the jail off of the water. Is there not a plan to move the school board building as well off of the river?
School board, jail, same thing, right?
Okay, that's great. Look, I mean, yeah, apparently all of these municipal buildings that glommed onto the river and took up all the really good real estate down there, apparently they're all planning now to move and sell the property to developers. Although, I mean, how long have we been hearing of this whole, let's develop downtown, let's develop the shipyards, let's develop that river property. The only one who's developed anything is Shad Khan and the Jaguars. But let's see. Let's see what happens. I'm just saying, if the school board is really trying to inspire people to support them, if the school board is like, look, we people of Duval County, we need your help. We need you to go to the polls. We need you to vote a half-cent sales tax for the next 15 years, which, by the way, is probably just for the rest of our lives. But for the next 15 years, because we need $2 billion to update our schools, to bring our schools up to the standard nationally that they need to be, to redo some cloud. In fact, we're closing. We need this money. If that's the case, then they probably want to stop acting this way and removing teachers from classrooms for trying to inspire in what seems like a very straightforward and respectful manner, and trying to inspire their kids to show a little respect for the flag of the United States of America. Because I think they're losing votes. Not that they had many, but I think that they're definitely losing some. 855-765-1045. Greg from Glen St. Mary's. How you doing, Greg?
Hey, good morning, Mr. K. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. What did you want to say today?
I just wanted to point out that I'm a veteran of the United States Army, and I have to respectfully disagree with your caller from before. I didn't serve in the military so that you could be disruptive in school. And also, if I can say one more thing quickly, I was a police officer for many years in the District of Columbia. And I can say with unequivocal knowledge that you have to have a permit to protest. You have to apply and be approved only in certain areas. You just don't have the right to be disruptive anywhere you feel like it in protest. That is not ingrained in the United States Constitution.
No, that is true. You're absolutely right about that. But, I mean, sitting down, if you're talking about a protest, like a mass protest where people are going to be marching or chanting or waving flags, yes. But if you're just in school and you want to sit down during the Pledge of Allegiance, you don't need a permit for that. You just need, you know, a lack of respect and common sense and understanding of what this country is all about. And those people like you, again, and we thank you for your service, that fought hard to make sure we had the freedom for you to sit down. 855-765-1045. Danny in Jacksonville. How you doing, Danny?
Hey, good, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I wanted to comment on the gentleman that kind of changed the subject backwards. The gentleman that commented earlier called and said he was a veteran, a disabled veteran, and that everyone he had spoken with at the Jefferson Street VA had shared his comment that we fought for the Constitution, not the flag, that all these people that had the right to protest, including kneeling. This guy's giving you his opinion, and he wants to make you think that everybody there shares his opinion. I'm a veteran also. I fought in Vietnam. As consequently, I have insurance through the VA, and I'm at that clinic on a regular basis. I'm at the South Point Clinic on a regular basis, and that's just absolutely not true. I've not found any veteran that shares that attitude, that we fought for the Constitution, not the flag.
Right.
That's just not true. He wants to make you think that because that's his opinion. I haven't found any veteran that the opinion, the overriding opinion that veterans have is that to kneel in disrespect of our flag, it's not the forum for anyone to express their protest for whatever cause that they're promoting. Yes, we fought for people's freedom and right to protest, but not to kneel in disrespect of our flag. I've never found any veteran anywhere that doesn't share that opinion.
Well, all right, Danny. Well, listen, again, and we appreciate your service, and we appreciate you calling in and sharing that, too. And, this is why I love this show. Because we can come on here and we can start talking about a teacher who was removed from his classroom for putting up a statement about the Pledge of Allegiance, and we can end the show with veterans arguing with each other over why they served. And it only took us an hour and a half to get there. and like I said, we appreciate everybody who calls. We appreciate everyone's opinions. Okay, we listen to everyone's opinions. We don't necessarily appreciate them all. And then, of course, that's what this is for. This is your show as much as it is ours. Unfortunately, right now, we're going to have to change gears because we've been promising for hours now that we will play What the Bleep, and it is time. 855-765-1045. We need two contestants. We will play you a clip. We will bleep out one word. You tell us what word we bleeped out. If you get more than your opponent, you win a Mark K. Show prize pack. 855-765-1045. Call now. What the Bleep is next on News 104.5 WOKV.
It's hot out today.
Oh, yeah, that would have been that is true. That is a true statement every single day. 855-765-1045. This is the Mark K. Show. Hey, thanks to everyone who listened today. We appreciate it. Tomorrow's Friday, which is very exciting. We're going to have a little fake news Friday. But today, our other favorite game of the week, which we love to play. It's something that you love, too, apparently. That's what you've been telling, our bosses, at least, and that's important. It's called What the Bleep. And we're going to meet our two contestants right now, and we're going to play some What the Bleep and see who can win themselves an exclusive Mark K. Show News 104.5 WOKV prize pack. First up is Toby. Hi, Toby. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Mark?
Great, Toby. He's calling in from Orange Park. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling in. You're going to be playing today against Joe. Joe, how you doing, Joe? You there?
Yeah, I'm here, Mark. God bless America and God bless that science teacher.
Oh, yeah, look at that. I appreciate that, Joe. Joe, say hi to Toby. Toby, say hi to Joe.
Hey, Toby.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, yeah, that's great. You guys are so friendly. Here's what happens, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be playing clips from the news, things that you may have heard on this show or on other shows from some famous newsmakers. We're going to bleep out one word. All you have to do after you hear your clip played is tell us what we bleeped out. And if you correctly identify the word, then what we're going to do is we're going to give you a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game wins. Does that sound pretty simple?
Yep.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, Toby, you're up first. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully. This is Pete Buttigieg being interviewed about Donald Trump's new immigration policy and statements about legal immigrants and green card holders. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
This administration is picking on Latino immigration most of all. In addition to being bad poetry, it's pretty bad strategy for him. When you're in a hole, you're supposed to stop.
What did Mayor Pete say there that we bleeped out?
Digging.
You think it was digging? All right, let's take a listen and see what he said. Listen carefully.
It's pretty bad strategy for him. When you're in a hole, you're supposed to stop digging.
Look at that. Just like that, you're on the board. Congratulations, Toby. Nicely done. All right, Joe, you ready for your first one?
I am.
Here we go. This is Stephen Colbert. And this is a great twosome. Stephen Colbert and Anderson Cooper basically patting each other on the back on CNN and talking smack about Donald Trump. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
The greatest sin is actually heresy. And the punishment for heretics is sort of the most extreme.
I think it's red hot iron in Dante's Inferno.
What the bleep there, Joe?
Hell.
Hell is what you think it was. Let's take a listen and see what they say.
The greatest sin is actually heresy. And the punishment for heretics is sort of the most extreme. I think it's red hot iron coffins.
Oh, it was coffins. Yeah. Coffins, but that's close. No problem. Still anyone's game. All right, we go now back to you, Toby. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Listen carefully, Toby. This is, again from CNN, Chris Cuomo going off on a dude who called him Fredo. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
Punk-ass bitches from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an on CNN.
Let me play one more time. That was a little tough to hear. Let me play it one more time.
Punk-ass bitches from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an on CNN. Punk-ass bitches from the right call me Fredo.
I didn't mean to play that three times. What the bleep there, Toby?
Oh, I just listened to this clip, too. I'm a newscaster.
Let's listen and see what he said. Here, listen carefully.
Punk-ass bitches from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN.
Oh, an anchor. That was close. That was close. No cigar. Joe, you can tie it up here with this one. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, this is our very own Rich Jones discussing something. I don't even know what it is, but listen carefully and tell us what the bleep.
If you are a sports fan and you have never seen Lord Stanley's St. Augustine has never seen it either.
It's a good thing he's already gone. What the bleep, Joe?
Cup.
Let's take a look.
If you are a sports fan and you have never seen Lord Stanley's cup,
yeah.
St. Augustine has never seen it either.
All right. It's all tied up. Oh, my God. That could be the best one ever. It's different when you know the people. Let's go. Here we go. We have two more. So if one of you can pull ahead, you win. Toby, listen carefully. This is Terrence Williamson, the comedian who Donald Trump retweeted. Listen carefully and tell us what the bleep. Here we go.
I don't even want to know if Hillary was digging in her nose. I don't want to know if Bill Clinton don't tell me nothing. I don't want to end up dead.
What do you think there, Toby? What the bleep?
I'll say the S word.
The S word.
I don't want to know if Bill Clinton eat boogers.
No,
don't tell me nothing. I don't want to end up dead.
Yeah. Typically, we don't bleep words that you would actually have to bleep, but that's okay. It's 1-1. Joe, here's the last one. This is Bernie Sanders. If you can correctly tell us what the bleep, you win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Bernie Sanders talking about guns on the Joe Rogan podcast.
You may know I'm a senator from the state of Vermont. And the state of Vermont is one of the most rural states in America. Every fall, we've got a whole thousands and thousands of people out in the woods. And it's something that's part of our tradition.
What are they doing out in the woods in Vermont, Joe?
Rabbits.
You think it's rabbits?
Yeah.
All right.
You may know I'm a senator from the state of Vermont. And the state of Vermont is one of the most rural states in America. Every fall, we've got a whole thousands and thousands of people out in the woods. Hunting.
Yeah, they're hunting.
And something that's part of our
probably
tradition.
They're hunting rabbits or hunting wabbits, as you
season.
Might say. Wabbits. Thank you. All right. Congratulations. I guess since you both tied with one, you both get Marquez Show prize packs.
Yay!
Great job. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you both for listening. We really, really appreciate it.
And if you are a sports fan and you have never seen Lord Stanley's
don't worry, St. Augustine hasn't either. We'll be back tomorrow morning with another edition of the Mark Kay Show. Stay tuned for traffic, weather, news, and Rush Limbaugh next on News 104.5 WOKV.